is self-discipline. Yeah, I learned from my experience. I just want someone.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode from Boys and Men. I'm your host, Terry, Mr. King. I'm back at y'all with another episode from Boys and Men. I got my co-host with me today. The one, the only, Eli Alexander. Alexander the Great. You know, Alexander Brand, Mr. Entrepreneur.
Yeah, we late.
Mr. Just came back from Cali. And yeah. Didn't bring me no weed.
I don't smoke.
I know.
No drugs, no alcohol.
Pure life.
But we lit, though.
Yes, sir. Oh, wait, shout out to Thad. You got to get in the shot real
quick.
Hey, we got DJ Thad in the building, y'all, but he all in the back. You got to say what's up.
Yeah.
They can't hear you. You got to come. You got to make them. Just come in the camera real quick.
Man.
Come on.
I'm not camera ready. Talk about y'all.
Shoot, you. Bro, you don't see my right, my left eye?
Yeah, it should have been red.
Bro, I know. Wait. You got to bend down. Bend down. You can't see you. DJ Thad in the building, y'all. DJ Thad.
Yeah.
Checking in one time. And also, we got some random people that just walked in the damn shop. Oh, I'm gonna let y'all.
This is embarrassing.
I'm gonna let y'all introduce y'all. So, wait, go ahead.
Yeah,
go. Yeah.
We are the VIP here.
No, what's your name?
Oh, my name is Kai.
My name is
Khalees. And you don't know your damn name.
No, my bad. I was gonna say Praise and Right, but it's just right. I'm right.
She can't. She can't say her name for herself.
Like,
can you redo it?
My name Praises.
Praises, like praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. No, I ain't being funny. I'm just saying. I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, because
they
like you.
Yeah.
Like you going to church.
And they trying to ride.
Okay.
I'm about to say. I don't know, I grew up in the 90s, so I got, you know, your mama jokes, all the other stuff.
You an OG for real?
I really am an OG. You know, trying to be. But anyway, we're about to talk about a lot of different things today, man, because we got a lot of these new generation of women out here these days. What? Y'all? Hot girl summer.
Yeah, y'all is the new generation.
Yeah,
y'all 15? Yeah, y'all new generation for real.
Well, these are the kids that are going to be the future.
We are the VIP girls.
No, we saying like
y'all. That's y'all group for real.
Yeah,
that's our name.
Wait,
what do y'all do?
Wait, what?
That's why I said we host, we throw parties, we just party players. Like, yeah.
Every time we throw a party,
it
hit.
Yeah, we're
ready
to
party.
Every party, check us out.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Club
at Club Climax?
We got one of the
waves.
We got one
of
the biggest parties coming up. March,
yeah.
I think.
Wait, what?
Tyler.
That bad shit. Y'all ain't
hosting. Oh, that's ours.
You see our name on that flyer.
Oh, y'all the one that hosts?
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, talk about. How old y'all really is? Y'all damn lie.
Wait, so y'all gonna be at Club? So y'all gonna be at Club Climax?
No, it's at the waves. It's at the waves. March 17th.
Wait, time out, Paul. Y'all really 15, and y'all bringing Lil Tyler here.
You don't understand. We throw parties. We throw Christmas parties. Thanksgiving parties. We throw.
He's not asking that, dude. He asking, are we really 15 and bringing
it
down?
Y'all
get doing this.
Yeah.
Keep
copying that part out.
No, it's live. Yeah, thank you. She heard what I basically was asking. Yeah.
I support her. That's good shit.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm glad we
can we get like some.
Yeah, I gotta give you. Oh, yeah. I'll give y'all that. I'll give y'all some. Round of applause. I was definitely ain't a hater. I appreciate it. Because look, you know what I'm saying? I used to do the same shit y'all did. So I don't. Hey, I'm proud to see. Don't worry about how I came up. Don't worry. You ask too many questions. Don't even know you know. Yeah, yo, it is a podcast. But I'm asking a question. It's my podcast, ain't it? It ain't my podcast. Look, okay, but like I said, let me talk.
This is generation shit right
exactly,
here.
Exactly, low key.
Your group? You got Hoodie Gang?
Oh yeah.
You got VIP.
Damn. Yeah.
That's three generations right there.
Damn. Hey, this is three generations, Thad. You know that? 484, Hoodie Gang, and what's y'all?
VIP.
VIP.
Girls. VIP girls. Huh?
VIP girls. Huh? Yeah. Technically, you in like you dabble in all generations. Yeah. They call y'all VIP? Mm-mm. Why not?
VIP girls.
Are y'all like? Are y'all rappers? VIP
girls.
Are y'all rappers as well?
No.
It's wrong. Well, one of
freestyle.
Praise the freestyle.
Oh, yeah, Mike had to rap for us. We got rap.
Oh, yeah, the rapping.
Wait, you gonna rap on? You gonna freestyle on here? I can't
go
give
ahead,
you a
Praises.
Beat. I can't give you a beat, but you know, boom. But no. Oh, no. So look, real talk. So y'all.
Oh, yeah, she gonna, she
hey, you gonna oh, all right, hit me with song. Oh, man, you capping. All right, anyways.
go
it should be right there. Wait. Hey, what I did with it? Wait, hey, the book bag over there. Oh, the book bag's over there. Oh. All right, anyways, I'm proud of y'all. Look, so how do y'all came up with the idea of even start throwing parties in the first place?
Because our dad, Mike Green, my dad,
wait.
Her daddy.
Y'all dad, Mike Green?
Yeah.
Wait, Green. All y'all Mike Green daughters?
Yeah. Shout out to him.
That's my daddy.
Wait.
That's OG.
Raise your hand if y'all Mike Green daddy.
What?
Mike Green, your daddy. Wait, time up on. Raise your hand, Mike Green, your daddy. One. Oh, wait, Mike Green, damn. All right. And play. So you'll basically cue them play. Hey, raise your hand. Boom. There you go. Okay. Oh.
We're
so
missing one of our members.
Yeah,
we missing
one member. Yeah, my sister. She's doing rap. She's doing hair right now.
Welcome.
Making money. Wait, y'all in high school and middle school, y'all already.
Oh,
yeah.
School.
Oh, middle school. Oh, you in middle school? Yeah. So, wait. You got young entrepreneurs on here. I know y'all got a bedtime, so I got to hurry and get it. Y'all got school. I asked the question. So, look. How do y'all get started? I don't say who y'all dads are. That's how y'all got kind of started. But what made y'all want to go down that path of saying, hey, I'm going to do this?
It's like, you gotta know us, like, every time we go out, like, we like to have fun.
And it's like
we really popular in the city.
Yeah.
what she trying to say is, like, our face is known around.
So, like, when we go somewhere, we have fun. If it's a team party, somebody else, when we go somewhere, we have fun, we gonna make their party jump.
Yeah.
More than they make their own party jump.
Like, we, the posters.
No, look, let me say something.
When we post the parties, they're like, oh, yeah, they going, so we gotta go.
Anyways, okay.
Not even that they going, it's like.
In other words, y'all face got good.
Yeah.
Okay. Our dads own a club, Climax, so basically we.
Oh, y'all capitalizing like a motherfucker. Y'all ain't got to pay for shit.
Oh.
Yeah, but
we do got to pay for DJs.
I know, but I'm saying they don't understand. What's the biggest cost of any party?
The building.
Exactly. So y'all,
okay,
I'm proud. No, I ain't hating on that. I'm saying, yo, I'm proud. I'm glad of that because low key, most people don't capitalize on what their parents already got going and shit. Most people be like, oh yeah, my dad doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I ain't never the type of thing I did it by myself.
I'm a
safe guard. I help God. You did? You know what I'm saying? And that's a good thing because most people don't build off of what already established, especially our generation, our race of people. We like to go the opposite route or do something else or just live off their name for the longest. Y'all kind of making a name for y'allself. Well, that kind of, I don't know. It like, I'm not going to lie. I never seen six, how many of y'all? Six girls promoting in Pensacola ever. Dad, have you ever seen this? Dad, look, me and Dad, hey, you understand what I'm saying?
Dad, why you not on camera?
This for them, hey, because low key, we giving y'all exposure right now. So look, now y'all bring a little Tyler here, which is big, because that's going to be big on spring break on top of everything.
Yeah, that's the end of the spring break.
That's the end of the spring break.
So you know you got to do a shot for the bakers.
Yeah, then. up off. Yeah. They bring the skillet down on 11th skillet, baby.
That club comments.
Nah. Well, they need to, I ain't gonna lie. You gonna tell y'all who y'all dad need to bring down?
Look, we bought Glow, baby.
I'm talking about Glow. I'm gonna Glow come down.
Yeah, you know what's funny? We try to bring her down.
Yeah.
But who, Gorilla?
Yeah,
Gorilla got it too.
Yeah. Now she trying to charge too much.
We trying to bring her down before she even blew up.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna lie. If she would have came down back then, I would have hit. I know I would have hit.
But no.
I didn't know.
Back in like, what, 2016, 2015, they brought Money Back Yo down.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
what
we were.
Yeah. Kodak used to come back in Pensacola back in like 16 before he really blew up. Yeah, I remember they brought him back to the the spot that was on Nine, that's the Mexican spot now. Like, yeah. Cause they brought him down what's the name of that spot? Game Plan? Back when it was Game Plan and stuff. But that shit, Pensacola is the city that you got to visit before you can blow up in Pensacola, in Florida, I feel like.
You don't care.
What? Show her face real quick. Oh, Lord.
Show her a picture of you. A screenshot
or something. All right, so knowing y'all doing all this stuff, so what's y'all big plan? Like, y'all in high school, y'all making y'all money, doing your thing. What's the plan going forward? Because like, yeah, y'all bringing these big names, but what is this something y'all see y'all self doing long term, longevity, or y'all trying to just that's all you want to do?
No, I do here.
I know that, but like the longevity wise, like,
no, it's like we'll do it from right now. So like our base card can come up and stuff, and like I see what you come from, like eventually when we get older.
No, because look, that's why I looked at, because look, the reason why I decided I really want to get out of the throwing parties, I remember everybody that was throwing parties when I was in high school was still throwing parties, still. So I was like, damn, this is what I really want to do every month, have to keep bringing in people, keep throwing like parties and everything. You say, don't get old.
I want to do that when I grow up. Yeah.
I don't even want to just do it in Pensacola.
Like, yeah, I want to do it out of town.
Yeah,
yeah,
but that's why we need to blow up like that, so we can like take it to
the next level. I'm still be hosting.
You don't think y'all love for it would ever change?
Oh, no. You gotta know my personality.
All right, so what's your personality?
I don't even know how to explain.
You're Aquarius, ain't you?
No, Aries.
Oh, Lord. No wonder why we're bumping heads. Y'all all right. But anyway, so, y'all, this girl right here in the Power Rangers doing.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Who the leader of the group? Nobody lead them, but they saying you the leader.
To me, I feel like Praise.
Why she take more charge and everything? Or she makes sure everything. So you
she like the mama of the group.
Like, make sure everybody doing what they need to do, get everything done.
We'll all come up with an idea. Like, we'll probably be just talking. But Praise, like, she gonna be like, oh, no, y'all probably talking, but I want to make for real.
She provides structure to the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
like
mama.
Gotcha. She the me. Yeah, hey, so she the me. Okay, bet. Hey. Respect to, hey, I wasn't the leader, but we got shit done. So, I respect that. So. Wait, talking about, I'm gonna ask off to the top of the head honcho. Which one of these are the most procrastinated person in the group? Who do you want to be like, man, I don't know about all this, man. Which one?
I say,
you know who he sound like when he just said that? You know who he sound like when he just said that?
Who?
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. He do. He sound like Lil Mike.
Lord. Y'all brother?
Yeah.
Oh, I better.
Grandpa Mike.
Brother Mike.
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 Mike. See, bad thing about it, I know another dude named Mike Green, too. Me and one high school with each other. Ain't the same Mike Green, though. So, that was like... But anyway, back to these questions. What? Damn! Talking. Anyways, back to this. So, after Lil Tyler, who y'all say y'all bringing down here?
Oh, we're not bringing down here. All right.
All right. We can't say it.
Oh, so y'all do got
plans. Because if we tell them, it's like it's not gonna be a surprise.
Yeah, they gonna be a surprise.
What was the what was the process of like getting Lil Tyler here? Was it hard?
Okay,
yeah,
wait, let me explain. We don't personally bring them down. Our daddy and DJ Thad do. We just like
host it.
Like yeah, host it and make the party big in the city.
Gotcha.
It's like,
we got people who
already
work for us, but we
do
the extrovert.
Gotcha. So basically,
they
keep it right here, y'all.
But yeah.
So if I wanna throw a party, I need to come to y'all.
You want us to put you on, say hosted by us or whatever. Like, they know like if anything else about us, they know it's gonna be a show.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good problem to have, though.
Yeah, we learned from them.
You got to.
I learned how to be okay with people not coming.
Yeah, we had to.
So really, y'all next up, huh? Y'all next up. No, cause look.
Nah, they up.
I know.
You heard them.
I know
up.
They up. But they right now, I'm just looking at y'all still just at the beginning stage. Cause look, y'all remind me of my group, Boy Fo, back when we first came out. Cause we had the same shit going on. It didn't care who fuck else threw a party on that day. I feel bad for you. Cause I don't give a fuck. I'm not changing my day for nobody. Yeah. Me and somebody else got into another person in the city. We were doing the thing at the time, got into it a couple times. Because he's like, bro, you taking up all the dates. I was like, bro, I got my shit planned out a year in advance. I'm the one to go to school at UWF. And I'm from here. So I already know the dates where everybody gonna be here. It's about my money.
Yeah.
I don't care. Hey, look, you can throw your party still too. You can get that Friday, but don't get that down Saturday. Cause look, Blackout 3. Oh, well, we never had Blackout 3, but Blackout 2 and Blackout 1. I am retired. I'm never going back. Nah, look.
So what should you do just,
now I act, I do my podcast, host events, motivation speakers, all of those stuff, this and third. Yeah, I know how y'all feel right now, cause like y'all on top of the city, so it's like everything that y'all grass and everything. Look, I used to go to the movies for free. They used to give me the food in the back for free. Like, yo, know, anywhere I went, discount here, discount there. I didn't even have to pay for shit just because off my face, and they knew I was throwing shit. Like, I show them videos all the time about how. Even when we used to travel to Miami and stuff, it's like, bruh, it was. Yeah. Mm. I had blonde hair back then too, man. You know what I'm saying? I was on my Super Saiyan shit. Ooh! But, I know. What y'all talking about over there? What y'all talking about? What you got?
What
was that? You laughing? Go ahead and talk about it. Oh, damn. But no, look, like, dead ass, I'm proud to see y'all doing y'all thing. Oh, no. For real? I thought you was just 10, girl. Go ahead. Put that finger back up. But nah, like, and it's y'all women on top of that, too.
And especially the way the world is going today, where women is always.
Wait, say it again. Do it. Shake it ass and post a pic. Yeah, you don't see, you be thinking more y'all be just doing that. Not trying to host something, bring something out. Where they, everybody else is paying to go shake their ass and take some pics. And they ain't making no money. Oh, yeah, because look. See.
You know what I hate about most parties? Like being known whatever. Every time you host a party,
I get it for real. That's against the grain. You losing money that way. I'm like, shoot.
It's my closest friend.
No, I told, no.
Remember when we just dropped La Tala Fire? We was just dropping. Talking about, oh, yeah, we lit. Give me a free ticket. Girl, you want to. I'm sitting up for that link for that ticket so fast.
Listen, what I hate about throwing parties is when rappers who not rapping.
Want to
just. Like, they rapping for real. It is. We just let them rap. I'm like, what? Even the music be trash. That's what I hate.
You mean, like, local rappers?
No, they said,
if you like people our age,
like,
but
they
rap,
they
rap
on
being, what is called,
being boxes or something up, though, like,
oh, they
fall.
Yeah, you call y'all calling
names?
Yeah.
Yep. But no. It's okay. Shout out to the boys. Hey,
shout out.
But sometimes you just gotta listen to them. They might be hard. Like, it was one dude that got on the stage last party. Oh, yeah. He wasn't supposed to be on the stage, but he was snapping. Oh, God.
Who?
I don't even know.
I know Baby Mac, he shouldn't have.
Yeah,
he had his crowd.
That stole
his money. He was throwing it, and then he dropped it. It was a man on the stage. He was trying to find his money. That's how you know everybody came up and snapped. It was Baby Mac.
Oh, I ain't see that.
Dang.
Why? He shouldn't have cried, too.
No, Wap came, everybody was leaving. But I feel like he would have had the crowd for it if he was there when they met.
Okay.
But when he was there, he still kind of shut the crowd.
Yeah, everybody knows his music.
Yeah. Nope. Hey, look, I'm out there. Look, I'm out there. Look, I listen to country music now and chill out in the country and be away from everybody.
You got
no, I'm going downtown. Look, don't worry about that, sweetheart.
Like
no, I ain't looking like white man. Hey, look, this ain't about it. Once you have to gain weight and put your body in the gym, everything fit tight on you anyway. So, and I don't say
that. Y'all, this high. He say he retired already.
Bro, I'm real. No, cause look, y'all understand like never having a break. At all, cause like I used to do other things on top of that, of throwing parties. So my dough was consistent again, not that and everything too. And a lot of bullshit. Like everybody always wants something from you. You like really try to figure out like, all right, are you really around me because you fuck with me, or are you just around me because what I can do for you?
Cause and if you really there,
yeah, yeah. Cause look, I told my mama, if my mama or my cousin or my sister or anybody would came to my fucking party. They would have been paying at the door. Yeah. I'm like, when it comes down to business, that's business. Family, that's family. We ain't doing.
But also, you got like 10 years in the game.
I know, but like
10 plus years in the game.
Look, so. Funny thing about it, most people know that how I even started doing this thing. Like, ooh, we know. I used to go set up for them back when they were still throwing parties at the Silver Screen. Like, help them put up chairs and everything, too.
Who?
Team Ooh Wee. I ain't gonna lie, they used to rock this city. Hey, I give my flowers when flowers are due. I learned everything I knew from 484 from Ooh Wee and how they did their thing. How they had the whole team formatted was just, no, I'm being so serious. No, you talking about that mosquito? I just seen this shit fly around super. Like, hey, that big ass mosquito.
Yo.
And this ain't my shop. I'm just look, but anyway, back to this, like, yo, like how they had this shit format, like Ooh Wee on the stage. They had Fable in the crowd, basically make sure the crowd is hype. Everybody else is around there just keeping everything, the energy the way it flows. So when we actually did our shit with 44, it was literally I had just joined this group called Juice Squad. It was my other group, homeboys, they were starting themselves in TLC. And then the other boy got a group called Vice City. And I was like, damn, we all got three different crowds. What if we bring that shit together? And we did that shit. Two pool parties out there at UWL. And that shit, like, bro, I keep doing
that. Are you raising your hand?
If you see my pool parties, boy, yes. I consider you was at Fun City. God damn, what you want? What you want? What you want?
What is 4A4?
Oh, that was my group back in the day.
We used to.
We used to do everything.
Y'all
go, wait.
All the things y'all used to do.
A little bit of everything. Yeah. At UWF, like, we had UWF. As a matter of fact, the reason why the Next is how the Next is right now at UWF is because of us. That's where we started. And we threw parties at the Next. We threw parties at the Fountains. It got too crazy where, like, the floor actually was caving in at the Next. So, like, looking at y'all, I was like, damn, they like a younger, smarter version. What the hell y'all looking at?
Okay.
All right. My advice I have for y'all for young party hosts, learn the game. If y'all serious like about to take this game to like where y'all trying to take it to. Learn the game. Not right now.
Why you gotta keep doing that?
Number one, what is what's your name? Your name is?
What the hell?
I would say learn the game as early as you can. Learn like every part of the business. Learn what the DJ do. Learn what the rapper do.
Yeah.
Learn every part. Learn how to deal with everybody. Learn how to deal with the manager. Learn how to pay the people. Learn how the HR department work. Learn how to learn everybody's job in the business.
Learn their job and learn what. Look, a lot of people be in this game and you don't need them. No, because like real shop.
You be getting them views?
No, I don't really promote shit yet.
Oh, I just promoted it.
Well, appreciate you. But no, I'm going to give you all the real advice. Look, keep your friends and y'all business partners separate. Don't mix business with family, none of that shit.
Don't let
nobody get in for free. Fuck that free shit, because we doing this shit to make money. If you want to get in, that means you got the money. Mm-hmm. You better use money wisely.
And if you don't get them a ticket, they still end up.
But also, figure out something else y'all like to do outside of this. Because that shit was cool with me at the beginning, but I already knew my end goal. I had the whole thing planned out for the next 5-6 years. But most people think about it just for like right there in the moment. I'm like, nah, if we was being smart with the money, everything else too, take the money you make from one thing, or invest in the next person, keep it going until you're like, boom. Yeah. Like, yo, we just make decent. I only charge like $10, $15.
That's how some are part of it. You be like,
look, and we just had the Bunny Club. Man, the Bunny Club used to be a lot back in the day. Now you got them team parties back in the day at the Bunny Club.
Also, make sure you got paperwork right too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that part, paperwork.
The earlier your paperwork is right, the better the long term will be. Like, make sure you know how to read contracts. Make sure you know how to write contracts.
Yeah. Yeah. And come, hey, have y'all own contracts too. Dad put me on to that recently. Because even like how somebody give you a contract they got to sign, you give them a contract to sign. So if they breach those shit, they got to still make sure they pay you your fucking money.
And but also, real talk, make sure y'all have y'all own lawyers too.
Yeah.
Like, especially when y'all get into it with people who like y'all are inner house.
Yeah.
Make sure you have your own lawyer.
Yeah.
You pay your own lawyer too.
Yeah. But look, my biggest thing I took away from everything we did, we had everything in house. The DJs was in the group. The two it's DJs. Easy. No, it's still going.
Why is
look, listen, look, we had everything in the group. We had people at the door, boom. The way you can cut out people and you have all these people, make it happen. Because that's saving you money in the long run. So you ain't got to pay other people to work this for you. You ain't got to pay people to do this for you. Learn how to make sure y'all know how to do everything that y'all need to do. I started learning how to make videos and stuff from the party because I got tired of paying somebody $250 for some shit. That wasn't even.
Well, who you paying $250?
I said, don't worry about it. It was my homeboy, because, like, low key.
We need your homeboy. Yeah, we need your homeboy.
We're trying to vlog our whole.
I don't know. Low key, they told me. He told me about it. But my shit was $350 because I edited the video too. So.
Oh, you know how the videos now? How much you charge us?
I just told you
$350.
Oh, $350? Yeah.
But how long?
I've seen how many hours, though.
Huh?
How many hours? $350.
I think that was basically like 2 hours. We all getting ready, ain't it? Ain't it?
Yeah, getting ready, but we want like a little clip to be like of the party, like us at the party having fun, then we just be like,
yeah, okay. I still got y'all there. But now, that'd be like 3 hours. But I keep it right where it's at still. Regardless.
Perfect.
Yeah. But no, like real shit, like I had to learn how to do all this shit myself because I'm like, bro, I'm spending as much money we making, we got a lot of money going out too. I said, fuck that.
Yeah, look, Loki,
y'all got 6 people in this group. You tell me one of y'all can't pick up a camera and just go around, just boom, boom, boom.
I can do that.
I know that one. I know. Look, I'm just saying. Look, this one I'm trying to tell you. Look, that's hey, and that was how I was. I was like, bro, why the fuck we paying this for? Like, ain't like doing the summertime when my DJ little. Oh yeah, me and Dad used to.
That
484? No, he was honorary. Hey, Dad, he said, "Were you 484?" He was never 44, but he was honorary. Because look, when they was out of town, me and Dad did. We first Twerks giving. We did that shit. We did the and pajama jam. Oh, now that.
We did that too.
Hey, they don't even understand the ABC parties. All this like real shit.
Wait, what was this?
2018. Like 2016, 17, 18. Yeah.
I'm thinking for my life.
No,
I ain't seen
nigga, I was 7. I was 7 in 1999.
See, you sound like you old. Like, you almost modern retired.
I have retired. Cause
look, yeah, but people say that they meant, like, they usually be old.
He
is old.
How old are you?
No.
You 15, ain't you?
No. But, no. Look, I'm saying, like, because you saying, like, oh, I retired.
Yeah.
And you know when, like, when old people retire, they be I've been here that years ago.
Look, think about it.
But see,
I've been partying for a long ass time. So I was like, damn, I'm getting tired of shit. And then on top of that too, like I always use a host, like when I go to somebody else's party, I hold it to my party standards. And if it ain't as good as my party, I'm like, bro, what the fuck I'm even doing out here? When I've been going to the club, I'm like, damn, this shit is trash. Like, bro, what the fuck I'm doing out here? So
you ever went to somebody's party?
Hell no. I don't do that. Oh, but why?
But like if it's at our people clubs, like our pop clubs.
Yeah.
We go.
Yeah. I only went to one party that we did throw one time. The only party I ain't been to was probably the G Clash. That's the only party I ain't.
The only
been
party,
to one party.
Like where? Like where? Like if it's at
like somewhere else, like not our party.
Yeah, I don't go to
I don't go to other people's parties.
Nah, it's like this, especially rap with alcohol.
We went to one person party.
Oh, I think you said get in the camera.
No, I'm talking about age wise.
Yeah, I'm in the club.
It's all teens. It's adult party. I don't know.
Adult party.
No, I don't think we can for
real. It depends if my daddy was out.
Yeah, Yeah. Oh, I hear the way that's
getting.
Oh, we're
going to
be at
school. Oh, yeah.
We're going to
be at
school.
Well, I don't know about y'all.
Oh, yeah. Frankie, I'm there.
I was a last time I was in shorts and a freaky staff membership show with me.
Oh,
you went last year?
But nah.
Oh, that's the bug you were talking
about? Yeah, that bitch big as hell.
For real, y'all.
Yeah, I ain't about to hit that. No, I'm from Cantonia, but I don't fuck with the bugs like that. But no, so, okay. What's y'all the biggest obstacle y'all feel like y'all got as a group? Goddamn, that's big as you
know.
What's
your point?
What y'all feel like y'all biggest obstacle as a group? Oh, I hit it. Hey, the nigga went down somewhere.
What was on you?
Don't tell me that shit. Shut up. Yeah. Hey, fuck you. Damn. Nigga.
I gotta see that again.
You recorded it?
Damn, I got it. Anyway, what's y'all, like, what you think is y'all biggest obstacle going forward?
Like,
as a group? Oh, yeah. Individually and group wise. Like, what's your biggest obstacle, do you feel like? Yeah. No, like, what do you think is your biggest obstacle in your group right now from achieving, like, something?
Basically what you're saying is what is obstacle.
Yeah, like,
when
I give it to you, like, that's what everybody
is. Okay, wait, hold on. What's the question
again? I said, what was the biggest, you think is the biggest obstacle y'all face as a group so far? Man,
oh,
face and overcome both.
Oh. Yeah, like what you mean by that?
Like, shoot, we used to have like, I had people.
Like, what's our biggest achievement?
No, I'm saying, what's y'all biggest obstacle y'all overcame or like y'all faced so far? Like,
having
parties and stuff. Cause, like, other than like going to party and no one showing up, like that's expected. So at least one time.
The outfits be hard.
At least one time, but I'm talking about like. It might as well be grown folks party.
Yeah.
But grown folks don't get in.
I
look
how
like
it's grown folks, kids,
not
grown folks.
Yeah,
don't
look kids.
We got a lot of grown folks.
We're going to say grown folks and teens.
Yeah.
Mature older teens.
Yeah.
Have any of y'all party ever got shot up? Exactly.
But no, but we only one party got shut up.
It was a pool party. It wasn't 1, 2, 3 shots. It was like 12.
I ain't gonna lie, I do got a good question though.
Yeah, moving forward.
Good question though. I know that shit sucks because people come out there just have fun and everything. Y'all, it's like, no offense to y'all. We didn't do that back then. So why is it that now y'all want to?
Because our generation more to shoot than fight.
Why? I know, but literally, low key, why? And for what?
Exactly, for why? They feel like that's cool.
Everybody, yeah. I think they want to fit in with people.
Everybody want to be hard.
Yeah. And they don't know how to fight. Everybody be from the game to the game. Yeah. To the game. They're like, they switch games all the day. That's what people get shot up for.
So, really, a lot of your people in generation now, they purple.
Yeah.
They'd rather shoot them. Purple to be hard.
Yeah.
Because,
you
know what?
But they're really not like that. They only doing that for.
And look, why you think, but look, we always have glorified that type of lifestyle. But that lifestyle sucks. Because low key, both sides lose. Mm-hmm. The person lose their life, and then the other person, they go to jail for the rest of their damn life.
Well, now you say put, that, people be beating the cases.
They do be beating the cases.
They don't need to get caught.
Yeah. That's, and that's some bullshit, because now that shit gonna come back and get you. That shit gonna come back and hunt you regardless. Uh-huh. And you putting that karma out there. So like, turn off the damn lie.
Oh.
Damn. So, but I'm gonna change the subject, because you know what? That would be a whole another hour talking about y'all.
What's next for the VIP girls?
The next upcoming event is a little Tyler.
After that.
Oh. After that.
Y'all gonna be on stage for Freaknik?
I am.
We.
Y'all lit.
Yeah. About next summer.
Oh, next summer.
Next summer we
lit
for
Parks
Back. Oh, we gonna be up.
Y'all going up?
I feel like we gonna be up by the end of the summer. They gonna be like, dang, they need to start Parks.
But the whole thing is
No, we ain't
doing that.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're doing something like that.
We're doing something like that, but it's not that.
Yeah, I was.
We had ideas coming back. We can't really expose that. Yeah, it ain't gonna be a surprise.
But we'll put a party into a party. It's like,
it's gonna be fun. Yeah. I just feel like it's a lot of people, other people. We always make fun for ourselves.
Yeah. That's like, if we go to a party, like, I know, you know, like, if we go to a party and it's not our party and somebody else throwing it, and if we go there, like, we'll be turned up. The whole crowd will be fun if someone else is
happy. Yeah. No, for real.
Not actually, even to be a attention seeker. It's just like it's
it just, they just.
No, somebody asked me to host a spring break party, like, for real, at an Airbnb.
DJ, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do your thing. I ain't mad.
It's lit. So, if I wanted to book y'all, how would I get in contact with y'all? Or who I contact if I want to get in contact with y'all? I want y'all to hold my party.
We basically our daddy and Thad is our best
friend. Okay, so hit DJ Thad if we want y'all to host a party or something.
But it all depends, like, what type of party? Yeah, because like he hosts like a dope party, and if it's like a teen party, he'll pass on.
I'll host a dope party. What
yeah, we
mean?
Would. Yeah, no, I'm saying like if they was coming for a dope party, they would ask him. If they was for a teen, then he would pass them. He won't host no teen.
Yeah, that is facts.
You won't host no teen.
He would pass it on us.
It
would depend
on what it is.
Yeah.
It would depend on what it is.
Which is so true.
Did you hear me? I look weird on your camera.
My
face so dark.
You think it's the camera? But mine. I got the lights on, y'all. I'm gonna be like Batman.
So when the lights come on, it'd be light.
You look at the phone right now?
Nah.
Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna turn it to you.
Please turn that light off for me, because I look black. Like, really black.
You are black. Damn. Embrace your blackness. So, damn, there's a whole bunch of. Like,
y'all got any merch?
Oh yeah,
coming out.
We
out right now.
That's a plan.
Yeah.
No, we for real just talking about that. Like the that's a plan though.
That's on the way.
Oh yeah, we
can
have the VIP and the
girls.
The VIP. Yeah, and
joggers.
We trying to come out with a logo.
Coming out with a logo.
Logo.
Okay.
We can make all the websites
like
VIP.
I already got a website. She like, she said she got one. She didn't say y'all. She said she.
What's the website? Oh, no. I can't do that yet. Because it ain't done.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So.
Oh, for real. I got to do
that. Okay. Let me think. I got one last good question for y'all.
I know you really ain't. damn. What happened?
Yeah, so I was saying, right, building off of what y'all already doing, was that was actually what I was about to go to it. Y'all feel like y'all go the route YouTube or trying to view?
Okay. Starting out.
Starting out? Hold on. But all right, question though. Other than, I already asked that shit. Eli, you got any questions for me?
That's pretty much it.
Cause low key, I'm trying to figure out.
When are y'all going on tour?
They can't go. Hey, tell me, they can't go on tour. They got to go to school.
Oh,
that's what it is. That was the question.
You said how we said we were going to do parties and like challenge you in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Give us a couple years.
Okay, yeah. So a couple years.
We still upcoming with this. We ain't big.
We
get out of
Pensacola.
No. We ain't get out of Pensacola. No, we do our shit. Make it out of Pensacola.
Because
look,
we have
everybody coming down.
Oh, for the way about, yeah. Yeah. You know, all that.
Yeah, man, people from Tallahassee used to come to our shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fam, you used to be always at our shit.
From Pace, too. Yeah. That ain't that far, but it's like, you know what I'm
Lord. Lord. You know what y'all remind me of? What's that group called that do like the roll call?
Shabuya?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Y'all the Pensacola little Shabu. Hey, what that group called?
Yeah, no, we is not like
them. Oh.
They rappers. We not that. We party playing that.
So y'all not about to go in the rapping route?
Nah, see, we don't know about that.
When we with each other, we'll play it rap.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Hey,
I don't play the rap.
Are y'all not interested in getting into the music?
No.
Okay. There's too much stuff to
go
with.
Yeah, artists singing and rapping down, yeah, but I don't know about that.
But
we'll play around from time to time.
For sure. Y'all know y'all got a Shabu's. Shabu's. What the fuck, man?
Shabuya?
Yeah, I know y'all got a version that y'all be doing for y'all, so. What the hell?
Wait, what she said?
Last question. Yeah. So walk me through a party that y'all are hosting. Are y'all dancing? Are y'all rapping? What y'all doing?
I'm dancing.
Yeah,
we're
getting
everybody
in the crowd. I mean, like, you said rapping, like, get the mic and rap other people's songs, or, like, am I rapping?
Just whatever. What do y'all do?
When it's a mic, I get it, and I rap.
I'll be proud of. I get up on myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about y'all?
Yo.
What y'all be doing when y'all at the party? I'm gonna get him on the podcast hopefully. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You gonna be in too?
No.
What? So what podcast he supposed to be in?
Y'all in it right now?
No.
No, we're going with Lil Tyler. Yeah.
Podcast with Lil Tyler, because this is not us for real.
This is our first.
We're supposed
to be doing one with
Lil
Tyler too.
Okay, well I'm gonna get one with him.
I thought this was a meeting for real.
I thought it was a practice for real, but obviously you don't lie.
Of course I go live.
This ain't a practice.
Yeah. Hey, life is a practice. Every day you get outside, do whatever you're going to do, it's a practice.
That's true.
This is like the Black King documentary.
You said a Black King documentary?
I want to do a
documentary. Yeah, I feel like we could do that. Like once we grow, we can do like a documentary like when we start.
I'm booking y'all for my next party. For sure.
Don't know. All type of shit. Mansion parties.
Whoa. That was y'all.
Yeah.
I want to do a house party.
Hey, now, if y'all want to tell you the truth who the king of the house parties is?
You finna say yourself?
Hell no. Hey, that boy, that was the king of the house party. Hey, I have been you, but as far as house party wise, no one never touched that boy. And I don't think nobody ever will touch that
boy. You still throwing party?
Nah, hey, the level to the shit. Hey, the levels to this shit. Yo, look, after you get done with the house parties and you actually make it to the venue, you can't go back to the house party. Now, every now and then you want to do a little free thing for the people. Yeah, you can do that. But in this game of throwing parties, either you're elevating or you're getting left behind. And you got to stay up with the music and stay up with time. Because, look, every party you go to is an experience. Now, in spite of all these people that came up for the first time, and it was a terrible experience, they ain't coming back. No matter how much you promote, how much everybody see everybody else having fun, they ain't gonna come back. But now, imagine they see this shit and they're like, bro, this shit lit. Imagine, like, everybody dancing, everybody doing what they gotta do. The vibe is right, they ain't no breaking no energy. Everybody in that bitch sweating till the motherfucker tell you gotta go home.
Speaking with, yeah. Some of y'all party, do y'all be having like the people, you know, y'all go to the party and then there be people on the wall just sitting up.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like in our daddy club Climax, they have chairs in the club. Yeah. So it's like, that's yeah. So it's like, soon as like the party first started, people be sitting down. And then when we walk in, they still be sitting down. So then that's when we got to get the
party. We got to make them feel.
You want to tell y'all the secret to not having that ever happen again. Take out all them damn chairs.
Yeah, but it ain't.
No, listen, look, I understand what you're saying. Because look, that same thing we and them used to do too. All the chairs used to be on the side. That's where I learned this shit from. If, like, look, all you can do is stand up. Even if you stand up, you see everybody dancing and the music hit, you're gonna bop to the beat a little bit. But if you sitting down, that shit just like, it drags down the energy in the room. So as soon as y'all take out all these damn chairs in this home, they came to a party to turn up and dance, not to stand on the motherfucking wall. If they
you
is standing,
you're supposed to be tired.
Exactly. Yeah. So guess what? You did your job. So if y'all want y'all get rid of these chairs, make sure y'all stop the breaking in the energy of the. I ain't gonna lie, twerk contest, whatever y'all decide y'all doing, do it. But as far as like breaking it, like having rap battles here, when y'all cut that shit down, I guarantee y'all. Bruh, y'all shit would take off a whole different, another level. Like, everybody's like, damn, all I did that whole night was dance. I don't even remember nothing else but throwing ass or dancing with this person, dancing with this, that, and the third. Like, bruh, that break of energy can change the whole vibe of the whole party. And hence why a lot of y'all parties end up.
I want to be like y'all when I grow up.
You?
I'm still growing.
Yeah.
How old? How would I look?
You look like you.
25,
27,
25.
Nah, I'm
younger than
that.
Oh, no.
I'm
19. 21. 23. You got 21. 23. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Well.
Well, at least I'm
25.
Y'all
close. Yeah. Well, so it's past these girls' bedtimes, and it's time for them to go home.
Oh, wait. Look.
Yo, I'm excited to see what these girls gonna do in their future. So look, why y'all
name.
Make?
Remember his name, Praises Allen. Praises Nicolas.
Okay.
Wait, what was your middle name? Nick what?
Degrassi.
Degrassia.
Degrassi.
Degrassia.
Y'all, you in Spain because some shit?
I understand. Come on, back is mad.
I speak door to door to explorer level. I got door to explorer level of Spanish. But anyway, look. Oh yeah, matter of fact, y'all gotta promote. Y'all gotta say promote by Lil Tyler and everything, man. Wait.
Hold on. Lil Tyler, March 17th at the Wave Center. Y'all be there for y'all tickets right now.
What's the date?
March 17th.
Y'all should be there at 8:00. Start at 9:00.
Beat us there, don't be
get y'all parking spot.
Yeah, definitely be there.
And don't be trying to get no tickets last minute.
Yes.
Oh, no, they y'all going pin at the dodo.
Y'all walk up in there with hard outfits on. Don't let it grow.
Y'all gonna be on camera.
Cheese.
Well, yeah. Lil Tyler, March 17th.
Lil Tyler.
Hey, and Skilla Baby, March 11th at Club
Club. Oh, yeah. All hosted by the VIP girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. We not hosted.
Hey. Yeah. I'm just gonna all I gotta say, I'm calling them VIP. I'm cutting off the girl. Y'all now VIP. That's your new name. Cut the girls off. Y'all VIP. Y'all got that. That's your new name.
Welcome to the stage, the VIP.
No, no, don't even say that. It's VIP.
It's VIP girls. It's just like, welcome to the stage.
They don't gotta say welcome to the stage. They don't even.
So how they gonna call the simple stage?
Why y'all wanna be called up on stage? Y'all don't have to worry about my money.
Nobody know who the VIP girl
is. Thank you. So you get what I'm talking about. Look, cause look, if they know who y'all is and y'all know y'all throwing parties, all right, this is one thing I had to learn. The biggest thing I learned. Stay out the spotlight. Even at your own shit.
Just making money in silence.
Thank you. Cause look, the people that see you on stage, they're always somebody hating. And they always somebody plotting. I understand that. But guess what? These haters these days come with guns. Girls shooting girls these days too. So you gotta be smart about this shit. Look, I wouldn't even, no offense, like y'all gonna go on the stage and say, oh yeah, this is our party, boom, boom, do your thing. But at the same time too, think 10 steps ahead.
But look, so they don't really know who he is yet. We gotta introduce ourselves at the
Lil
Tyler party.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even do that.
I think they got a clue of who he is.
Oh, so this is like y'all like.
Coming out.
Y'all coming out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But look, I'm tell y'all right now. Fuck them know who y'all is. Make your money and keep growing, making more money and keep growing, making more money. Look, they see you at the door. Hey, this is how you do. Yeah, two people at the door. Like, oh yeah, they get money. Boom, boom, boom. Give them change. Boom, boom, boom. Have the other people, crowd control, people that you know dance a little bit. One person on the camera, and the other person just shoot, making sure everything moving smoothly. Cause you see somebody got a problem or something, see the vibe is off, you need to address that because that's fucking up your money. It's just longevity business thoughts. So y'all can take the advice, y'all don't gotta use the advice. I'm just saying. Move smart, not hard. Yeah. But like I said, like I wanna thank y'all for coming on VIP. Get the camera. Oh, damn, I'm on the wrong button.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. We'll be back later.
They'll be back on the show soon.
That's
oh, damn. That's what I mean. Damn. Damn. We'll
be back with Tyler eventually.
Soon. Yeah. These young kids coming up, making new ways, so y'all may be back.
How old is Lil Tyler?
Yeah. Like, he's like Lil Bow Wow. Lil Bow Wow, like he's legit coming out. Oh, yeah, y'all too young for that. Damn.
We know who Lil Bow Wow is.
Y'all wasn't around when he was little, though.
Okay, yeah, but we know who he is. Y'all acting like we just so bad. Yeah. Like, y'all not even
off that. Oh, my God. But anyway, no, I got close. Let me close out my. Look. This girl right here, hey, she can't come back. Oh, nah. But anyways, yo, I want to thank VIP girls for coming on. Look, these some young women doing their thing in the city. Little girls. Hey, oh, damn, I say little girls, but they y'all is. They some young girls, young entrepreneurs, young black feminine. I can't even say it. Yo, young black females doing their thing. Grinding. I'm proud of y'all. Keep it up. Next couple of years, next thing you know, y'all got Glorilla coming in. I'll be like, ooh, yeah. Hey, when y'all get Glorilla coming in, hey, let me get a ticket for free, man. I don't mess with you. I'll be in there. But, yo, like I said, always before I leave, dream big dreams, because small dreams have a little magic. How big we dream, you know you can fail. Remember this, y'all do y'all best and let God take care of the rest. Man, I love y'all. Thank y'all. Peace, love, happiness. Hey, make sure y'all have a little Tyler. What day?
March 11th.
March 17th.
Get your tickets now.
Yes, sir. Hey, peace, love, happiness, and y'all.
We
love
y'all.
What? Goodbye.
I know that I'm different. Self-motivated, self-disciplined. Yeah, I learned from my experience. I just want someone to take me serious. Real questions that I ask. How long will this solo trip last? I'm content with being alone in the past, but it's changing and it's something I can't grasp. Turn off my phone, I'm in my zone, so now I'm acting different. I'm to myself, I'm in my head, mapping out this life I'm living.